Some legendary New Orleans musicians will be in East Lansing tonight. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band and Alan Toussaint play at Wharton Center at 7:30 p.m. Current State's Melissa Benmark talked to Alan Toussaint pre-concert. He's pretty much done it all, hasn't he?
You know, there's just too much to put into what we read before we play the interview. You have to Google him. Glenn Campbell's Southern Nights, Alan Toussaint's song. Al Hertz Java, Alan Toussaint's song. Musician, composer, producer, collaborator. He started playing the piano in his house around age 6 and got his musical chops absorbing the music on New Orleans radio stations.
When I was a boy, I heard a lot of hillbilly music on the radio. Buck Owens, Tennessee Honey, people like that, Little Jimmy Dickens. But I heard also some blues late at night. I would hear blues from WLAC, Tennessee, something like that. And I heard Boogie Woogies. And when I heard Boogie Woogies, that was so exciting. I had to have some of that. And also, of course, I heard lots of gospel music. It was all of those. And I thought if you played piano, every time you heard a piano anywhere, you're supposed to learn that. It didn't matter what genre it was. I thought all piano players could play that except me, so I had best get started. So I heard all of those kinds of things on the radio. And on Sunday, I heard my mother was a classic buff for listening to the radio. So on Sundays, I heard a lot of symphonies and operas. So all day Sunday, I heard that. So I tried to even play that in a humble fashion. And I had a good time with it, I must say.
Well, it is interesting looking at your career because it's been so varied. I mean, everyone from Al Hurt to Iron Butterfly has covered your songs. You wrote Glenn Campbell's hit Southern Nights. You've worked with Elvis Costello. They're all such different musical styles. And so often people seem to really want to only be in one or two genres. Why do you think you're comfortable with so many different kinds of music?
Because of those things I just stated. When I heard coming up as a kid and heard what the radio had and was those different genres, I thought all pianists could play all of those things, and I was the only one who couldn't yet. So I tried to play it all, and I equally enjoyed it all. So it hadn't dawned on me, in fact never did, that I should settle for one or the other. I just loved it all, and I still do, I must say. It's reflected in my writing as well, I'm sure, because we all reflections of what we see, hear, and eat, and smell, and all.
Sure. But also, I mean, it sounds as if there was a pretty wide musical acceptance in your house, you know, by what your parents listened to, too.
Oh, definitely, yes. My mother wasn't a blues person at all. She was more of a classical. Even though we live in a very humble environment financially and every other way, but my mother really liked classical music and very legitimate kind of pop music. But she wasn't one for the blues or anything like that at all. And neither was my father, actually. But the radio, of course, was open. When you turn the radio on, you turn a whole world of things that's not on in your house. So most of that came from the radio.
Looking at your start in music, do you think it's important that kids get exposed to music at a young age?
Oh, definitely. But I think they do anyway get exposed to it. It's just whether all of them take it on. But I think kids should get exposed to music really soon, but I don't think boys academia are either taking lessons and all. I don't think they should be forced into that, but encouraged into it. And also, I think they should be complimented all along the way and never, never criticized.
When you look for a musical collaborator from, you know, someone you're going to do an album project with to someone you're going to play in the studio with, what do you look for in a fellow musician, someone that you're going to work with?
If it's people I'm hiring to get a job done, I look for if it's the kind of genre we're doing, well, then I would know the guys who play that well, and some play some genres better than they play others. So I may get those given people to do a certain job and others to do others. That's far as the musicians as sidemen, not artists, because when you're about to record an artist, in my case, is not who I look for. It's who companies may have sent to me and say, I have this artist I want you to record. So when I listen to them, I know the for one thing, the company would like to get them on a market where they have the highest saleability. So I try and find their spirit and write songs that would deliver what they have to say in a fine way where they enjoy it, and it translates into making a lot of other people happy or satisfied. But as far as musicians to collaborate with, if it's because of recording, I find musicians who can play that particular genre. Like if it's a hard R&B kind of recording we're going to do, I'll get the guys around town who I know play that well. And if it's a little more pop, I'll get guys who play that well.
You've produced people and written songs and recorded albums, just a very, very rich musical career. Of all of those things, at this point in your life, what do you think you like? What do you enjoy doing the most?
Producing in the studio. And that means if I have an artist who I'm about to produce, I'll write songs for them and try and find the highlights in their voice and spirit and present that in a way that they feel good and can deliver who they are in a way that is lively and something that they enjoy and hope a lot of other people enjoy it. So producing, putting it all together and arranging the music, and then getting it in the studio and seeing that it comes out the way I imagine it should. And that's my forte. That's the best part of me as far as I'm concerned.
That's interesting, though, because it takes you out of the spotlight and puts you in the position of making other people essentially live up to their potential. And you're okay with that.
Not only okay, I love that. That, as far as I'm concerned, is who I am. I'm really not a spotlight person, and that's fine with me because some people are and some aren't, and I've spent most of my life in a studio waiting for the red light.
Well, I have to point out a couple of the spotlight things. You've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, the Blues Hall of Fame. You got a National Medal of Arts last summer. Did any one of those hit you a little bit harder than the others in terms of just being kind of a overwhelming moment?
Well, when the president gave me the National Arts Award, I guess of award, that was the highest moment. And, of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I think with the president putting that medal around my neck and being there hands-on and handshakes and all, and among certain other peers who was receiving at the White House, that was, of awards, that was my highest moment.
I can't think of anyone whose name and music is more synonymous with the city of New Orleans than you, and you spent a lot of your life there. It's going to be, I think, coming up on 10 years now since Hurricane Katrina. How do you think New Orleans is doing? What do you see happening there?
Oh, New Orleans is doing wonderful after Katrina. Katrina was quite a baptism and a blessing for us in a way because, I've said it before, we had to flex new muscles. And some that needed to be flexed a long time before Katrina, but we were forced to with Katrina. And also it changed lives temporarily in a good way. Like many of us are complacent. We're just staying here and moseying along as we do because we love New Orleans pace and everything. But Katrina jolted us into another pace and tempo of moving out of town for a while, for one thing, and collaborations with other folk that may have not happened. And it drew attention around the world in a way like never before. So many wonderful things happened. And now in the aftermath, and the aftermath is still going on, I guess it will always be, there's construction in physical and spiritual ways that's very good for us. So the future is better than ever.
Is there any kind of music or musical project that you haven't done that you would really like to do?
A symphony, yes. I would love to do that, and I am contemplating doing such. I love the classical market, and even though I flirt with it and dabble, but I've never done a symphony or anything of that nature. I've played with symphony, but I would like to compose some symphonic piece. And so that is that was easy to answer. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite symphony?
Oh, no, no way. All of those greats, I just love that world. And even those who are not as popular as others, they are all giants to me. If it lived long enough for it to get all the way down to my generation, then I hear it, it's great.
Well, Mr. Alan Toussaint, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.